I'm Jeff Booth, and this is Faith Friday here on The Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education. Now, I know we normally focus on sex and science in this segment, but there are more important things right now. We are sitting on the precipice of an outright rejection of science in the United States and the collapse of our federal scientific institutions. The entire country is anxious today, waiting for what will happen the day after tomorrow. Under this administration, our dependence on science and accurate science has been absolutely crushed, replaced by pseudoscience of the worst type. The president has been going around the country telling people things that are objectively false, that are ridiculous, that it is hard to believe that any human being would believe. For example, he's making the claim that if we stop testing, the number of cases would go down. Well, our knowledge of the number of cases would go down, but that wouldn't change the number of cases. But that's the claim he's making. It's insane. And the whole concept of herd immunity, which is now the official response to the pandemic crisis, herd immunity is absolute and utter nonsense. But that's all they're talking about doing right now. There is no such thing as herd immunity without a vaccine. We don't have a vaccine right now. So what you do when you try to have everybody move towards herd immunity, that just gets as many people sick as you possibly can. And that is what has been happening. It's been estimated, based on some pretty good research, that Trump's political rallies are really murder rallies. 700 people have died because they went to a Trump rally. And 30,000 people have been made sick with COVID-19. These are insane numbers, but they're absolutely predictable numbers based on going out and doing rallies and nobody wears a mask. This is a president so scientifically illiterate that he doesn't believe in exercise because he thinks we have a finite amount of energy and he doesn't want to use all his up. This is an administration that fires competent scientists, and the president has just said he's planning on firing Fauci right after he's reelected. He's sticking with Dr. Atlas, who we've reported many times here is a complete quack. And now he's gotten about as low as he can go. He's claiming that COVID is all a fake. 1,000 people a day die from COVID. Thousands more get sick, but it's all a fraud. It's a fake. He claims that the day after the election, COVID will just disappear. That may be one of the most insane, ridiculous lies that a president of the United States has ever said. But he's continued to claim throughout the entire crisis that we're turning the bend, that things are getting better. All this while the United States had the worst outbreak in the world right now. We have states that have the highest rate of COVID infections of anywhere in the world. Not just states, countries. A higher infection rate than any other country in the world, just in one state alone. And of course, the president has surrounded himself with anti-science crazies, and that includes our Attorney General William Barr. He has been called a paranoid right-wing Catholic ideologue who doesn't respect the separation of church and state, and that's true. He is a science denier. He rejects it outright. And we haven't seen much of him lately, but he just did a rally with somebody called Dave Dobenmeyer. We've talked quite a bit about him on the show as one of the craziest right-wing activists out there. According to Right Wing Watch, he's a deeply bigoted, anti-Semitic, anti-choice, anti-LGBTQ right-wing conspiracy theory, and that really, really underplays what he is. He's much worse than that. He's literally out of his mind. He says things that are absolutely crazy, and we've covered him a lot, so we don't need to go over all of those. But here we have Bill Barr standing up next to this guy, a man who claims that women become lesbians because they're so ugly that no man could ever love them. So despite being a stupid, ridiculous bit of nonsense, all of your value, he's claiming, is based on your personal attractiveness in your appearance. Without that, you're unlovable. Well, if that's the case, I've seen Dave Dobenmeyer, and he's completely unlovable. Unless, of course, his rule only applies to women. the man is literally crazy. I mean, the stuff he says. He said Barack Obama is a quasi-Muslim freak. Oprah Winfrey was going to run for president to carry out white genocide. He believes that the marriage of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle was a psyop intended to promote the blending of the races. And he calls interracial marriage spiritual AIDS. This guy should get on the list of one of the worst human beings in the country. I mean, it's a long list, and he's kind of up there. And in this rally, where the Attorney General of the United States is there in attendance, giving his assent to the crazy things this man says in the midst of a pandemic where right now the only thing that will possibly save us is a vaccine, because that's the only thing that we are working on, Dave Dobenmeyer says this. Who knows what was injected in some of these deviant sex people as children? When they say they were born that way, maybe they were vaccinated that way. So the Attorney General is standing up with a man who's claiming that vaccinations can make you gay. And there is an entire administration filled with people just as crazy and out there and irresponsible and corrupt as William Barr. Sure, this William Barr has violated his oath of office by becoming the president's personal attorney instead of the people's attorney. He has committed many, 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 many crimes for the president, basically being a lapdog, and still, for Trump, that's not enough. He wants to fire Bill Barr because he wouldn't arrest Trump's opponent in running for president. He wanted Biden locked up, arrested right before the election. Not just wanted it, expected it, and deeply disappointed when his attorney general refused to arrest Biden. Arrest him for what? I guess for committing the crime of running against a demagogue tyrant. They've tried to throw up all sorts of ludicrous conspiracy theories, but they still can't get their story straight on what it exactly is that they are accusing Biden of. Some kind of crime involving him getting paid $1 billion or son getting paid $1 billion. We don't even know. But Joe Biden is really, really bad at this criming because he's not a wealthy man. His tax returns are out there for all to see. And we don't see these massive infusions of cash. He doesn't live like the multimillionaire, billionaire, whatever they're claiming he is. He's a man of far more modest means. But it doesn't matter. And that's the problem right now. Truth in the Republican Party doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. It's for suckers. And somehow the media kind of still goes along with it. They call them out for their lies some of the time, but they still tend to report what is said without pointing out that it is a total lie. And besides throwing this administration out and everybody in it, we're going to have to deal with this problem of lying. This president got up to 20,000 documented lies during the course of his presidency, and in the last few weeks, they've just pretty much had to give up. They can't track them all. In fact, he's a unique person, maybe in history. He's someone who just lies with everything he says, even when he doesn't need to lie. Yes, he's mentally unsound, as has been pointed out, and he doesn't actually know the difference between a truth and a lie. But we need our mental health professionals to come in and play a more important role. Even if Joe Biden wins, he's still the oldest man ever to become president. And as you age, your mental faculties do deteriorate, and we've certainly seen that with the current president. So we do need the mental health care professionals to evaluate presidents on an annual basis. It's got to be an independent evaluation because the medical checkups by someone who is under the direct command of the president, those are not anything that we can rely on. We need to know that our president is both mentally healthy and physically healthy. Right now, we've got a president that is not mentally healthy. In fact, I don't know if there's a leader in the world who is more mentally unsound than our current president. We need to bring science back to the forefront of our democracy. If we don't, we're going to die, individually and as a nation. We literally cannot survive 4 more years of Donald Trump as our president. And he's made it clear that he has no plan for the future other than to exact his revenge on those who opposed them. This is a scary, dark, time in America, and I cannot wait for Tuesday to be over.